Hare Krishna. I have a question here from a Narahari Dev Das in Kuwait, and he's quoting from a statement by Srila Prabhupada, Nectar of Devotion, in the 19th chapter, which I don't have before me. But basically, his question is as follows. Generally, devotee is attracted by the supreme sweetness of the Lord rather than his greatness, but here Srila Prabhupada states that the devotee becomes attracted by the Lord's greatness, then sweetness. The residents of Vrindavan become attracted by the Lord's sweetness rather than his greatness. So how should one understand this statement by Srila Prabhupada? Let me answer this in the context of our situation as practicing devotees. If we understand it in the context of liberated devotees or those who are attracted to regulated devotional service, then, of course, they're Vaikuntha-bound, and their main attraction, although they may know about Krishna's sweetness, is actually the greatness of the Lord. So they become devotees of Lord Narayan or other incarnations of the Lord. Generally, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are aspirants for going to Goloka Vrindavan, particularly the Vrindavan portion of Vrindavan. So let me answer that in that context. And the nature of the devotional service practiced by the residents of Braj is called Raganuga Bhakti. It's called Ragatmika Bhakti. Ragatmika Bhakti means that Atmika, the nature of love, which is on the basis of Rag, where it's completely spontaneous. And it's spontaneous because it's driven by love. It's not and driven by love of the nature of a person rather than by his position. In other words, rather than being awed by the stature of the Lord, one is attracted by the qualities of the Lord. And amongst all of Krishna's qualities, his quality of sweetness, as here is said, is foremost, or summarizes all of his other qualities, is that Krishna is very sweet, and so they're attracted to that. And no doubt that is the goal of the Krishna consciousness movement. That is where we want to go. However, even though we want to go there, and that is our destination, the question is, where are we? No doubt, all devotees have an attraction for the Lord's sweetness to some degree or another. Now it's Damodar month, when we're singing Namashmi Swaram Satchitananda, when we're singing about how Krishna is stealing the butter and running away, who can help but be captivated by that sweetness of that picture. However, as sweet as that picture is, we see that it's not enough for us to, our attraction to that sweetness is not enough to motivate us necessarily to perform all the activities of devotional service, to give up material life, to be like the Vrijbasis, and to be willing to give up our life at a drop of a hat for Krishna service. We're still attached. So yes, we appreciate Krishna's sweetness to a certain degree, but certainly not to the degree that would qualify us to actually use that as the basis of our Krishna conscious practice, to drive or motivate our Krishna conscious practice. And this is unfortunately one of the places where members of ISKCON and even I should say in general Gaudiya Math run against loggerheads, against other Gaudiyas or other Vaishnavas, say Radhakund Babaji's or other Goswamis and so on, who propound that the process of regulated devotional service is not what Lord Chaitanya is meant to has brought to us, and is not meant what devotees are meant to be following, but rather devotees should just learn the process from scratch of loving Krishna. And if you learn how to love Krishna, then all of these rules and regulations are really secondary. That's the most important thing. These type of advice are, well, at best, therefore, from people who don't really understand what preaching is and the lack of spiritual qualification of people in modern day world. But I've said at least that, but generally it's just ill-motivated. It's just not the truth. People cannot practice Krishna consciousness like that, despite the fact that something may be the goal. You cannot start off with a goal. You have to start from where you are and see how you can actually achieve your goal. And so these type of allurements, that there's some kind of quick path or there's some shortcut to going back home, back to Godhead. This is the shortcut. Srila Prabhupada has already given us the shortcut. And devotees shouldn't think, or shouldn't be made to think, that there are some other types of path. As Srila Prabhupada, at least I see here in the quote, it says that on account of following the strict rules and regulations of devotional service, our process is to follow the path of regulated devotional service. By following the path of regulated devotional service, one's heart becomes purified. In other words, one may recognize Krishna's sweetness, but if we are honest with ourselves, we know that we need something else in order to keep obliging us or driving us forward. And what is that? We need duty. We need to know. We need to act on the basis that, yes, this is how I'll become purified. This is how I'll become free from sinful reaction. This is how my devotion will grow. This is the order of the spiritual master. This is why we take vows. This is why we have to follow these particular rules, rising early and so on. One cannot imitate the activities of liberated souls, especially the Lord's eternally liberated souls. So, yes, we have to do vaidhi, but we follow the rules and regulations. And by following the rules and regulations, more and more the spontaneous attachment awakens, and the appreciation of Krishna's sweetness will mature. And when devotees actually become pure at heart, and their spontaneous attachment is fully aroused, because spontaneity comes along with love. And love is, one is attracted to the object of one's love. On what basis? On the basis of that personality. In Vaikuntha, they love the Lord because he's the Supreme Lord, because he's so great. Primarily in Vrindavan, we love the Lord Krishna because of his person, because he's so beautiful, because he speaks so nicely, and overall you summarize this because of his sweetness. This word sweetness sort of takes in all of these other things, all of these other statements. But the purification of the heart needs to be enacted. And that's why Srila Prabhupada here says, first, one develops attraction to the greatness of the Lord. Unless we become aware of how great Krishna is, and we see that the first 10 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam are more or less all about that, to instill in us a sense of greatness of Krishna. And unless we have unflinching faith in Krishna's greatness, then we can't build upon that by developing faith in his personality, in his nature. That must be there. So that unflinching faith in Krishna's greatness, Krishna's creative ability and his potencies, that becomes the foundation, the fertile ground by which naturally that type of spontaneous attachment awakens. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's path, and it's not an obstacle for advancing further. Rather, it's the only means. Otherwise, one simply becomes quickly degraded. Just like the Brijbasis themselves. They love Krishna. They're willing to do anything for Krishna. They consider Krishna a cowherd boy, their village hero. But deep down inside, they are also aware and have full faith in Krishna's supremacy as the Supreme Lord, but that isn't the driving feature of their affection, and there isn't the driving feature of their attachment to him. But still, it's there. So unless that bedrock is there, then it's not possible to really construct a proper devotional edifice on top of it. So Prabhupada gives the example of a sick man. You may know that, oh yes, when I get well, then I'll be able to eat anything. But that doesn't mean that just because when you get well, you can eat anything. When you're sick, then you eat anything. When you're sick, you eat what your diet is. Why? Because that's what you have to do. So, and it's only when you're well that you'll be able to actually digest rasgullas and kofta and so many other things. So in the same way, although the goal is spontaneous devotional service, and although the goal is appreciating Krishna's sweetness, but first you have to qualify yourself for that, and that comes by appreciating Krishna's greatness. Hare Krishna.